All right, so here's something else from the. Okay, so this drive for EVs to finalize this crackdown on gas and diesel-powered vehicles, which, by the way, we've already learned produce less particulate and less pollution than EVs because EVs weigh so much, they burn up brakes and tires and roads, do a lot more damage to the environment because how they're created. This is all insanity. But they won't admit they're wrong. You are wrong. You blew it. Scale it back to be a little piece of your auto manufacturing. Keep it because you've already forced American taxpayers to invest so damn much. But admit you're wrong. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has approved $500 million for Middle East oil drilling. Yeah, I can't make that up. $500 million for Middle East oil drilling. That's what they've done now. That's their new big plan. So we don't drill for oil, but we're going to give money for the Middle East. The Biden administration approving that money as the United States oil supply will face a shortage by the end of 2025. Oh, why is that? Oh, because you keep interfering with our domestic energy production, you idiots. They're absolute idiots. No question about it. The U.S. Export-Import Bank approved a multi-million-dollar loan guarantee for oil and gas development in Bahrain Thursday, making it the fifth major project the bank has backed since Joe Biden made the commitment to the U.N. Climate Conference in Glasgow with a Clean Energy Transition Partnership. The $500 million of financing, five times larger than what lawmakers were expecting. The bank told Bloomberg the loan guarantee will increase the production of oil and the availability of gas to meet the future energy demands. Oh, I see. We have these energy demands, and so we're giving money to the Middle East instead of drilling for oil and gas where we have more of it right here than any country on earth. The stupidity of these politicians. Climate change? Even RFK Jr. says, yeah, okay, if climate change is real, which he believes it is, you don't destroy the country for it. You don't destroy the economy for it. I'll be back.